It's NFL Draft Day, first round tonight, right here on The Ticket. And joining us now on The Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the second in command with the Cowboys, Stephen Jones. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And I want to correct you. I'm like the third most powerful person in the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Behind Daddy and Satan.
Okay.
Jeez.
No, my job is very important. I'm the laughing bear that sits beside Daddy in his Prescott.
Yeah, we
yeah,
caught you laughing.
Yeah, Jerry Jr., he ain't even allowed to be at the press conferences no more.
Oh, he's not.
Last time Daddy let my brother be at a press conference, he poo-pooed his pull-ups. And then he spilled water on Daddy's draft laptop and shorted the whole thing out. Daddy couldn't even read his electronic mail for 2 weeks hence. Daddy lets Junior in the war room, though. Daddy says the whole family's allowed in the war room.
Yeah, we've seen that play out on TV.
Well, the whole family except the one Mama don't like, Veruca.
Okay.
Yeah, Mama don't like Veruca.
Yeah.
She says she's an illegitimate piglet looking for a money triffle.
Yeah, well.
Jeez.
Hey, you want to know a secret that I know?
Huh.
Veruca came out of another mommy.
Well, yeah, I think we all know that.
We want to talk about the draft. We don't want to talk about all
that. That's why Mommy fell out. Her and Mommy said that she can't come to our house and we won't treat her in a Christian way.
Okay.
That's why Veruca only gets to eat leftovers and don't get no Xbox time.
All right. We don't need to know the family dynamics so much.
Veruca don't get to be in the war room. But we do. Of course, I don't know if Mama's going to be in the war room.
Why yeah, not? I've never seen her there.
Yeah, she spends all her time on that affair yacht.
What's it called?
Well, she calls it the affair yacht. I don't know what that means. but she likes it there. She likes being on the affair yacht with Captain Colt Broadshoulder.
Okay.
That's who she hired to drive that boat.
Okay,
Mama
I see.
Captain Colt. Says he rubs suntanny lotion all over when she needs it.
Suntanny? Jeez.
Yeah, we're going to be in the war room. All our Cowboy personnel, Coach McCartney and Will McClay and Dan Quint and all of them. Of course, yeah. Daddy calls him Will Clay.
Yeah, he did call him Will Clay the other day.
But I'm a little sad because it's going to be our first year without Rich Dalrumpus.
Well, I don't know if he was there last year.
Right.
Either.
You remember him?
Yes.
He was the guy who took up Skirts of Charlotte for me.
For you? Steven, what is going on?
What is going on?
He got in trouble for taking the photography of the cheerleaders on his carry-around.
Yeah, we remember that story, too. It's not funny.
Daddy had to fire him, but Daddy paid Dalrumpus like $1 billion to get an ironclad NDA out of him.
He did not pay him $1 billion.
Yeah, Dalrumpus knows where all the bodies are.
Okay, can we talk about the draft?
I mean that figuratively, of course.
Yeah, right.
And literally, because Daddy's had a lot of people killed.
Okay, now, he has not.
Listen.
I got another secret for you.
Oh, gosh, what?
I'm planning a coup d'etat on Daddy during the draft.
Don't do
a
that.
Coup d'etat?
I am. I'm going to wait till the cameras aren't on us, and then we're going to move in with our coordinated attack. We're going to slip Viagra in Daddy's Viagra cocktail. So he always drinks a Viagra cocktail, but it's going to be an overdose. So it's going to send his heart rate up and make him have another stroke so me and Charlotte can take over the team.
That's your father.
This is ridiculous.
This team.
Jeez. What about the draft tonight? Who are you going to take at 26? Can you give us
we
that secret?
We're going to trade up and take that B. John Robinson.
Whoa.
Okay.
Why would you want to trade up for a running back?
Well, we ain't going to play him at running back. Daddy wants to play him at quarterback.
Somehow I believe that.
Daddy says he runs better than Dak, and Daddy says he may throw better than Dak, too. We going to run the T formations just like we do, like we used to do back in Arkansas in the 1960s.
Good plan.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. That's when Daddy was teammates with Jimmy Jump Up.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jump Up.
We know.
And that's when they win the Natty.
Yeah, we know.
They won the Natty, yeah.
Yep, Natty was the heaviest player on that team at 180 pounds.
Yeah, he did play offensive guard.
That team was whiter than Christmas in Alaska.
It's a very white team, yes.
I got to go start sketching up my coupe deck tight, and I'm going to convince Charlotte to go in on it with me.
Okay, good luck, Steven.
Good luck.
Yeah,
we didn't get one draft note other than the Robinson note.
Yeah, it gave us a couple secrets, I guess.